我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们在读到旧约的小先知的时候
，When we read the minor prophets of the Old Testament，
常常会引起我们一些读经上的疑惑。
And very often it will cause us to be puzzled when we read the Bible.
好像小先知所说的话，跟我们新约的人好像是没有什么直接的关系。
It seems that the words that are spoken by the minor prophets do not have a direct relationship with us.
那为什么神把它留在圣经里呢？
But why would God record all these in the Bible?
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
当主开我们的心窍的时候。
When the Lord opened up our eyes,
我们就很清楚地看见。
Then we can see very clearly.
主从前在小先知们身上所表达的。
What the Lord had expressed among the minor prophets before.
一直是把我们带回神的信实的里头。
It is to lead us back to the faithfulness of God.
虽然里边所说的话跟新约里头的教会很多是。不是直接的关系。
Even though the words that are spoken do not have a direct relationship with the church in the New Testament time.
但是神做工的手和神心思里头的意念和新约里边的人还是没有脱离关系。
But the work of the Lord and his heart desire has not departed from the people.
当我们看见神在旧约怎么来做工的时候。
So when we look at how the Lord worked in the Old Testament time,
我们很清楚地看到
then we can clearly see
神所有的工作都没有离开他起初的命定。
All the work of God did not depart from his original plan.
用我们喜欢用的词来说，就是说他一直是原作，他那永远的旨意来引导人的脚步。
And he's using his eternal will to guide man's footsteps.
尤其是我们现在看到约珥书的时候
，especially now we're reading the book of Joel。
如果我们光是看前面那一大部分
，if we only look at the first half，
我们好像觉得一面它是历史
，and we might feel that on one hand it is about history。
另一面它的对象是神的百姓。
On the other hand, the audience is the people of God.
跟我们信约的教会好像离开的蛮远的。
And it seems like it's a great distance from the church in the New Testament.
那我们读来干什么？
So why are we reading this?
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
当我们留意到神把他的话语留下的那一个心意的时候。
If we pay attention to the heart desire of the Lord when he leaves us his words.
而我们看见。那个秘密
we'll see the secret.
因为特别在约珥书上头
because especially in the book of Joel
弟兄姊妹你能数算一下那个年日
brothers and sisters you can count the days
约珥说话的时候跟 他所说出的话的头一次的应验他说话的时候和他说话的内容头一次得的应验
And when he speaks, and also the first fulfillment of his words.
中间就隔了好长好长的时间。
There is a long time between them.
那光是这一光是这一点。
And only for this point.
我们就觉得很不容易领会。
Then we find it difficult to understand.
弟兄姊妹还记得。
And brothers and sisters, you may still remember.
我们上次特别提到。
Last time we made special mention.
他是在亚述王做王的时候。就开始述说犹大的前途。
He started from the time of Ahaz and counted the future of Judah.
那两三百年后的事情。
And that would be 200-300 years afterwards.
他为什么要那么早就说呢
？And why would he speak so early?
神为什么是在那个时候让他说呢
？And why would God let him speak at that time?
我们都没有办法从历史的记录里头找到那个原因的。
And we cannot find a reason in history.
那我们要领会这一点，我们只能从神的性情上面去留意。
If we are to understand this, we have to understand this from the nature of God.
我们很清楚地知道，亚哈斯王是犹大往下坡走的起头。
And we know that King Ahaz, he is the beginning of the downfall of Judah.
而不是说他开始走下坡。
It's not that he began to walk downhill.
而是说犹大。走到下坡路的时候，是他 做起头了。
But it's when Judas going downhill, he is the beginning.
那么犹大因着他们的走迷而被掳有几百年。
And it is several hundred years in between when Judah was taken captive.
那为什么神那么早说话呢？
Then why would God speak so early?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们曾经提到这一点。
We have mentioned about this before.
神的心是巴不得，因着他们能领会神说话的心意，而在神的面前不再往下坡走。
It is God's desire that if they understand God's word, they would not continue to go downhill.
来扭转他们在神面前所要碰到的那一个结局。
And to turn around the outcomes or the end and result of what they
encounter. 那我们今天要进到那个约珥书的那个本文里边去了。
And today we'll enter into the context of the book of Job.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到很清楚这个事情出来了。
And brothers, you see this very clearly.
因为当约珥一说话的时候
，Because when Job starts to speak,
他好像只是向两批人说话。
It seems that he is only speaking to two groups of people.
那是老年人。
One is the elders.
他不是说长老。
Not the elders in the church.
他只是说老年人。
It's just the elderly.
第二批人呢
？And the second group of people
是那些侍奉神的人。
Are the ones who serve God.
特别是那批先知祭司们
，especially the priests，
啊，我们就不得不问了。
And then we have to ask this：
为什么说话只是向这两批人来发出呢
？Why is his speech only toward these two group of people？
那我们就知道约珥书里头的许许多多的事情跟这两批人是有非常密切的关系。
It is because we know that a lot of things that's mentioned in the book of Job
have
to do with these two people.
那另外又看到一件事情。
And then, brothers, you see another matter.
在约珥书你把它很留意的看的时候
，If you pay attention to the book of Job,
前半是灰暗
，First half is gloom and darkness.
后半是明亮
，And the second half is brightness.
那这就引出一个从幽暗进到明亮那一个转折的关键在哪里
？And it brings forth the turning point from gloom and darkness into brightness.
我想弟兄姊妹，如果你自己读过一遍两遍，你应该会留下有一点点的印象。
And brothers, if you have read it once or twice, then you will have an impression.
留下一个什么印象呢
？And what is the impression that you have?
神告诉他们要悔改。
God told them to repent.
但是那个悔改的不是一般说悔改悔改。
But it's not a general saying of repent, repent.
那是很严肃的提到那个悔改。
And this is a very solemn mentioning of repentance.
我们先把它挑出来，先点一下。
Let us go into it and point them out.
我请弟兄们，你翻到第二章的第十二节。
Francis, please look at chapter 2, verse 12.
那两节经文就说到一个很严肃的事。
And the verses here mention something very solemn.
耶和华说：“虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀，一心归向我。你们要撕裂心肠，不撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的神，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的怜悯。”并且后悔不降所说的灾。
Verse 12, Even now declares the Lord, Return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity.
如果我们一口气从第一章一直读下来
If we start from chapter 1 till here,
你读到这里你就看见那个转机。
When you read it up to here, you see a turning point.
因为从这里以上所说的都是说到他们怎么的危险。
Because before this is mentioning how a dangerous situation they're in.
怎么的碰到毁灭。
And how they would come into destruction.
怎么的落到没有指望的里头。
And how they would fall into despair.
那好像走到这样的光景，那倒是真的是到了人的尽头了。
It seems that they have gone to the man's end.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
按照人来看，好像是走到尽头的时候。
According to man, it seems like we are coming to an end.
神的话语一转。
Then God's words changed.
就转出路来了。
And then there's a way out.
那个路就是神告诉他们说，你们要真实的悔改。
The turning point is that God tells them to have a true repentance.
不是表面上的悔改。
It's not a repentance on the surface.
不是在那里应付神的悔改。
It's not just to please God.
你们实实在在要从里面知道你们所闯的祸是多大。
And you have to truly know what kind of situation you have gotten yourself into.
所闯的祸是怎么把你们带到绝对的没有路可以再走的光景。
And that you have brought yourself into a place that you have no more way out.
在人来看是绝望的。
For man, it is a loss of hope.
但神说，问题不大。
But God said it's not a big problem.
只要你肯悔改。
As long as you repent.
实在的悔改。
And to have a true repentance.
真真正正的悔改。
And to have a real repentance.
从心里头发出来的悔改。
It's a repentance from the heart.
圣灵在那里用了几个字，用了两句话，就说得非常有意思。
And the Holy Spirit used a couple of sentences to express the word.
你们要撕裂心肠的那来悔改。
It says that rend your heart.
而不是只在那里撕裂衣服。
And not your garments.
你撕裂衣服只是外表的一个动作。
If you rend your garments, it's only an outward behavior.
如果你里头没有给撕裂的话。
But within, if you are not rent.
你那个悔改还是没有到位。
Then your repentance is not sincere.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当神把这个事情一点过了以后，
When God touched upon this,
你往下去看，
and if you continue,
神是一直就把他们带到有指望的光景里。
God continues to lead them to a point where there is hope.
虽然在下面一大段的话，里边有好多事情是他们走到深谷的。
Even though many words before this is to lead them into a deep valley.
那是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
一直给他们看见有指望。
The Lord lets them see there is hope.
神一直看见，神要怎样为他们来安排、来预备、来供应。
And God wants them to see how God provides for them.
要把他们拯救、脱离那些危难。
And to deliver them from all the dangers.
而带进神为他们老早就定规的那一个荣耀的光景。
And to bring in the glorious condition that God has planned for them.
虽然约珥书给我们看到的尽头只不过是国度。
Even though in the book of Joel, the end is only the kingdom.
没有到新天新地那么高。
And it hasn't gone into the new heaven and new earth.
但是你站在犹大的这个立场上面来看，国度就是他们的最高点。
But if you're standing at Judah's viewpoint, that the kingdom is the highest point for them.
如果他们落在黑暗里的时候，神让他们看见他们仍然有指望，并且那个指望是让他们站在最高点的话。
And if they're in darkness, then God lets them see that they have hope, and the hope is for them to stand in a very high point.
他们哪里还有别的话好说呢？
Then what else can they say?
那我们回到约珥书前面来。
So let's come back to the beginning of the book of Joel.
当弟兄姊妹一开头你就看到他对老年人说话。
For instance, you see at the very beginning, Joel speaks to the elders.
然后就对祭司们说话。
And then he speaks to the priests.
你说为什么是对这两批人说话呢？
And you might say, why does he speak to these two groups of people?
并且说话的内容为什么是那样的严厉呢？
And why is the context of the words so severe?
那我们碰到这一点的时候呢？
When we come upon this point,
又把我们带回生命记了。
And it brings it back, bring us back to Deuteronomy.
这也给我们看得蛮清楚的，在旧约里的时候，神在以色列百姓身上的一切的引导都没有离开生命记所显明的那一条路。
So let us see the guidance in the Old Testament. It has not departed from all the guidance in the book of Deuteronomy.
当然在生命记里面神说了很多的话。
And of course God speaks of many words in the book of Deuteronomy.
但是归纳起来就是两类的话。
But to summarize it, it belongs to two groups.
一个就是他们在神面前蒙福。
One is they receive blessing from God.
一个就是他们在神面前承受咒诅。
And the other is that they receive woes from God.
那现在我们在约珥书里边开头所看到的呢？
So now in the beginning of the book of Joel,
那完全是承受咒诅的话。
We can see that it's all about curses and woes.
那如果我们没有生命记的那一个了解、认识和是作为旧约的那个背景的话，
If we don't have the understanding of the book of Deuteronomy as a background of the Old Testament,
我们就觉得好像神真的是很严厉。
Then we feel that indeed God is very severe.
今天我看我学房的一个同学的一个作业。
And today I read about some assignment from a student in the Academy of Christ.
他们现在这个假期里边呢，刚好就是选择对新旧约的那个认识。
And during the holiday, they have chosen the topic of the knowledge of the Old and New Testament.
其中有一个同学，他是东北那边的来的，他是很坦白就说了。
And one of the students, he's from Northeast, he put it frankly.
他说，我没有上这一课以前啊，我对旧约是的确是存着好大的疑惑在那里的。
He said that before he learned this lesson, he truly was very puzzled about the Old Testament.
他说我对神在旧约里面所做的觉得是太过分、太严厉了。
And he felt that God was truly too severe and have gone too far in the Old Testament.
但是他说上了这一课了啊，我就明白了，我就知道了为什么是那个样。
But then he said that after he learned this lesson, then he understood why it was like this.
神并没有过分。
That God was not going too
far. 因为神不是凭着他自己的意思来做事情。
Because God was not working according to what he likes.
他是凭着他与以色列人立约的那个事实来执行。
That he was working according to the covenant he had established with the Israelites.
神的百姓走到这样的一个地步，神的处置就到了这个地步。
And it is because his people has walked to a certain point. This is how God will deal with them.
开头来读这一段约珥书 起头的这部分的话的时候。
So when we read the beginning of the book of Joel,
你看到他的话是从老年人。人那里先开始。
And you see the words begins with the elders.
他说到老年，他跟老年人提到这些话的时候。
When he spoke to the elders.
他就提到了你们要碰到好多的虫。
Then he told them they will come across many worms or locusts.
各种各样的虫，他们所带来的结果都是叫你们受不了的。
Then all kinds of locusts, then the consequences they bring forth is something you cannot bear.
那我们如果回到《生命记》上面去看的时候
，If we go back to the book of Deuteronomy,
你非常清楚地看到
，And very clearly you will see,
神的确是指着，他要用蝗虫来对付他们的悖逆的。
That God has pointed out he would use locusts to deal with the rebellion.
神老早就说在前头了。
That God has mentioned it already.
但是事实上在约珥书里面所说到的那些虫呢？
But all the worms that are mentioned in the book of Joel.
如果具体上的来说呢？
And in, concretely, you can say this.
它比虫还要严厉的。
It's more severe than worms.
因为那里所提到所有的虫都是指着人。
Because all those worms that are mentioned here are about people.
那弟兄姊妹，你可以从约珥书本身里头你就看到这个问题。
And you can see this in the book of Joel.
我们上次只是轻轻点了一点。
And last time we just touched upon it.
那现在弟兄姊妹，你先又来先弄清楚这一个。
And now, my sisters, we need to be clear about this.
第六节。
Verse 6.
有一对蝗虫。
A nation or worms or locusts.
有一对蝗虫的中文的翻译。
Okay. In the Chinese translation is the locusts.
但是你注意到小字里头的原文就是做民。
And in the footnote it says people.
但是不是只有这个地方。
But it's not only this place.
你可以看到，在第二章里边
，You can see in chapter two，
你又看到
，You will see once again，
那是第二节的末了
，In verse two at the end，
有一对蝗虫
And in Chinese translation, it says this a group of locusts.
原文又是作民。
In the original text, it says this people.
然后呢?
And then,
再翻到底下来呢?
And we go a little bit further.
你就看到这一批民呢?
And you see this group of people.
他们就很明显地说了, 他们就是军队了。
And very clearly, it says it's an army.
因此我们很清楚地了解,
so we can see very clearly,
在当时说到那许许多多的虫,
at that time when it mentions about the locusts or the worms,
从约珥书本身来看, 我看是有两种情况在哪里,
and from the book of Joel, I think there is two kinds of situations here.
一种情况是很自然的, 真的是那些虫,
and in one situation, it's truly the worms or the locusts.
另外一个情况呢，是借着那些虫来指出他们要慢慢面对的那一些战争。
The other one is that through the locusts is to point out the battles they will have to face gradually.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
我们要找出在历史的记载里头那一段时间犹大 曾经遭遇过一个像亚伯拉罕或者以撒那个时候所遭遇到的饥荒的记录。
And in history, we would need to find out that the famine that they would come across, like the famine that Abraham and Isaac had come across.
在约珥书里头就很明显就提到是这样的事情。
And in the book of Joel, it clearly tells us this is such a case.
那究竟这个事情是发生在 从亚哈斯开始一直到他们被掳的这段时间呢, 还是在那一个时候就指出他们要面对这一个将来要来的事。
So whether it is talking about that this would happen between the time of Ahaz and when they taken into captive, or they would face that situation right away.
因为正如上一次我也特别给弟兄姊妹指出过,
because last time I have made special mention about this.
约珥书 是从当时的事情一直说到大灾难的日子。
Because in the book of Joel, it talked about matter at that time until the day of the great tribulation.
说很重的是说到那个耶和华的日子。
And very heavily, it talked about the day of the Lord.
那究竟他在这里所说到的各种各样的情形, 完全指着将来的那个耶和华的日子的呢, 还是在他们以后几百年以后那个出现的那一种的历史的情况是一个模样的呢?
So whether it is talking about the matters that will happen during the day of the Lord, or is it going to happen just several hundred years after their time.
如果弟兄姊妹你从以色列的跟犹大的历史来看, 你就看到以后的他们所面对的那些事情, 跟到了大灾难的时候所面对的事情, 程度上是有区别, 但是那个原则是完全一个模样。
So the things that they will encounter at that time, compared to the things in the Great Tribulation, in degree-wise, there's some distances or differences, but in principle-wise, they are the same.
So, 弟兄姊妹,当你读第一章的时候, 你非常容易就能抓到两种情况。
So, when we read chapter 1, we can grab hold of two kinds of situations.
第一个就是自然灾害。
One is natural disaster.
第二个就是战争的那个造成的损伤。
And the other one is the destruction that spring forth by battles.
但是你非常清楚地看见,
but you can see very clearly.
在约珥书提到这些事情的时候, 不是把它们分开了两个不同的时间来提。
When these things are mentioned in the book of Joel, they are not separating them in two time periods.
它是特别提到好像在那个相同的时间里头, 两种光景都出来。
It mentions it in a way that is at the same time the two conditions coming forth.
如果我们从那么严格来看的话呢, 好像这里所说的还不发生在他们被掳前后。
So if we look at it straightly, all these things that are mentioned here, it's not around the time that they were taken into captive.
而是直接的遥指着 那将来大灾难的时候的光景。
But it's pointing far ahead to the days of the great tribulation.
但是不管怎么样。
But no matter what.
那个原则是相同的。
The principle is the same.
就是自然灾害加上人为的那个战争的损害，同时在那个地区发展。
Is the combination of natural disaster and also the destruction brought forth by wars. They are happening at the same time.
那是这样的一种光景。
And because of this.
我们现在就能领会了。
Then we can understand this.
为什么他们只向老年人说话？
Why would he just speak to the elders?
那用不着跟小孩子说话吗？
And that does he not need to speak with the children?
用不着跟少年人说话吗？
And does he not need to speak with the youth?
为什么只是向老年人说话呢？
Why does he only speak to the elders?
另一个问题就是。
Another question.
为什么向祭司说话呢？
Why does he speak with the priests?
为什么不向祭司以外的其他的社会那个阶层来说话呢？
And why does he not speak to the people other than the priests?
我们了解到那样情形的时候，我们就知道了。
If we understand the situation, then we'll
know. 对老年人说话的时候是有一定的要求在那里。
When he speaks to the elders, there's some kind of requirements there.
对祭司们说话的时候也有一定的责备在那里。
And when he speaks to the priest, there's certain kind of rebuke.
让我们分开来看。
And let us look at
this. 因为当老年人向老年人说话的时候
，When he speaks to the elders,
也陪伴着另外有一批叫做酒醉的人。
That's also another kind of people called the drunkards.
那这个酒醉的人的那个范围就比较广一点了。
And this term drunkards involves a bigger area.
但是跟老年人来相比，那他们和老年人当中是有一些区别。
But comparing to the elders, there's some differences between them and the elders.
什么是老年人呢？
So who are the elders?
年纪大的就是老年人。
Those who are of old age, those are the elders.
那为什么向老年人说话呢？
And why does he speak to the elders?
就是因为你年老。
And it's because you're old.
所以就对你说话。
So I speak to you.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
问题很清楚。
And it is very clear.
你们年纪大。
That you are old.
用人的话来讲。
Using man's words.
你们世上的经历就多一点。
That you have more experience in the world.
你们看见的事情就多一点。
And you have seen more in the world.
你们领会的事情也比较复杂一点。
And the things you understand are more complicated.
所以有很多事情你们不一定在那里亲身经历过，但是最低限度你们听得很多。
So many things you may not have experienced yourself, but you have heard of them.
那但是他神这样来跟老年人说话。
So when God speaks to the elders,
里头一个很特别的事就是说，你年纪够大了，你见的事情很多了，你懂的事也不少了。
There's something special here, meaning that you are old enough and you have seen and heard enough.
你见过有这些事情没有？
Have you seen these things?
问题的焦点在这里。
So this is the focus.
你见过这样的事情没有？
Have you seen this thing before?
你没有见过。
That you haven't.
虽然你们从你们更老的人那里听过神当年怎么领我们出埃及。
Even though you have heard from someone who's older than you are, how God brought them out of Egypt.
你们也曾经听过神如何把我们带进这个迦南地，在那里经过许许多多的弯弯曲曲的路，后来神给我们立了这个我们的以色列国。
And then you also have heard how God has brought us into the land of Canaan through some winding paths and to establish the country of Israel.
我们立国的初期啊，从大卫做王一直到所罗门做王这一段的时间，我们几乎连年都是在那里战争，但是我们都得胜。
In the beginning, when David and Solomon were kings, almost every year they were in battles, but every time they would win.
所以你们知道很多的事情，经历很多的事情。
So you have known and experienced many things.
但现在就要发生的事情，你见过没有？
But now the things that are to happen, have you seen them?
你没有见过的。
You haven't.
但是你必须要记住。
But you have to remember,
如果你真有机会看到这些事情，
if you truly have the chance to
experience this, 你必须要很严谨地告诉你的下一代、下两代、下三代，
then you have to solemnly tell your children and the generations to come,
让他们知道，
so that they will know,
为什么发生这些事情，
what is the reason that these things happen,
为什么我们 是在这个地方。
That why we are in this place.
为什么我们叫做神的选民，但是却是承受那么许许多多的困扰？
Why we who are called the chosen people of God that we will experience so many disturbances.
那弟兄姊妹，这个是这个是一个很明显的原因。
And brothers, this is a very clear reason.
然后就说酒醉的人。
And then the drunkards.
那酒醉的人，我不计较他有多 是什么年纪了。
And we would not go into how old these people are.
从少年人一直到老年人都绝对 有资格圈在这里头。
So from the young to the old, they can be the drunkards.
但是你可以对酒醉的人下一个定义。
But then you can give a definition to the drunkards.
他们是迷迷糊糊的。
First, they are not very clear.
第二是他们不负责任的。
And second, they are irresponsible.
正因为这两个特点在他们的身上。
And because of these two characteristics,
说那么严厉的事情出现在他们的面前，他们觉得毫无所知。
And even these severe things are happening to them, they seem like they do not know about them.
那这个就很危险。
And then this is very dangerous.
你乐在危险里头而不知道危险，那是最危险的事。
If you're in danger and not know about it, this is the dangerous point.
但是因为他们酒醉了嘛。
But because they are drunk.
他们失去了他们的那种思考了嘛。
They have lost the ability to think.
他们控制不住了他们的那个情绪了嘛。
And they have lost control of their emotions.
但是不管是怎么样。
But no matter what.
他们都是一个失去了控制的人。
They are the ones who have lost control.
在这种光景的里头。
And under this circumstance.
神很严肃地对他们讲。
God spoke to them solemnly.
你今天酒醉还可以。
And it is okay for you to be drunk today.
到了那一天你还酒醉，你就完了。
But until that day you're still drunk, then it will be the end of you.
你顶好就现在赶快要脱离那个酒醉的那个光景。
It's better for you to depart from the condition of being drunk today.
从不懂得什么叫做负责任，又转到知道什么叫做承担责任。
From the state of being irresponsible to a state that you know how to bear responsibility.
那为什么神的话说的那么严厉呢？
Why are God's words so severe?
那就从字句上面你看下去你就知道了。
But if you look at the words, then you understand.
因为你很快要碰到一种光景。
Because very soon you come across a situation.
那种光景是叫你活不下去的。
And this is a situation that causes you not to be able to live.
为什么活不下去呢？
Why can you not live?
因为在你周围的树木草花草都活不下去。
Because all the your surroundings, the vegetations, the flowers, they cannot live.
那些事物都活不下去，你还能活得下去？
When these things cannot live, how can you live?
树连树皮都干掉了，都没有了。
Even the barks, they are all withered.
所以你要撒种要做什么呢？你可以做下去了，但是都没有结果了，长不起来了。
Even if you sow some seeds, they would not grow.
然后他在这里就说到一个现象。
And then he mentions another
phenomenon. 为什么所有的树都没有皮呢？
How come the trees lost the bark?
他这里自己解释了。
And here it explains.
也用不着我们去想了。
It explains itself here. We don't have to think about it. 我还能
领会他们的情形。
And I can truly understand the situation.
不是说我经过他们的光景。
It's not that I have been into the circumstance.
但是我看到过这个光景。
But I have seen this condition.
怎么样呢？
And what is
我家里一棵柠檬树。
In my house, I have a lemon tree.
才种下去那一两年，那它长得蛮好。
In a couple of years after we planted them, it was growing very well.
但是到第三年的时候，碰巧就碰到我加州那个冬季的时候，天雨水不够了。
But on the third year, there was not enough rain in the winter.
草啊花都长得不是挺好。
So the grass and the flowers, they were not growing very well.
那结果那时候raccoon来了，那。在那个普通地上找不到吃的。
So and when the raccoons come, they could not find any food.
他去啃我的树上的那个树皮了。
So the raccoon came and to to try to chew off the bark of the lemon tree.
结果好好的一棵柠檬树，给他啃了半棵，弄得他半死不活的那个样子。
So the lemon tree was half destroyed by the raccoon.
那么如果人也落到这种光景
，If man come across this situation，
那你晓得那是的确是很烦的了。
And you know it is really troublesome.
你还要醉酒吗
？Do you still want to be drunk?
你活都活不下去了，你还想醉酒
？You cannot even live. How can you still be drunk?
说弟兄姊妹，你留意到当时那个光景是非常非常的可怜的。
So, brothers and sisters, the situation at that time is truly very pitiful.
所以神在那个时候就借着约珥，很明确的对着这些人来提。
So God through Joel, very clearly, he mentioned these
people. 让他们为着前面要来的那一种光景，你现在就要好好的有个预备。
So they should prepare for the future that is to come.
怎么预备呢
？And how can they prepare for?
那难道他带到第二章里边是说悔改了
？And it leads to chapter 2, repent.
彻底的悔改了。
Is to repent thoroughly.
但是犹大的百姓听得进去吗
？But can the people of Judah listen?
我们读列王记和是历代志的时候，我们晓得。
And when we read the book of Kings and the Chronicles, we will know.
能听进去的人不多。
There are not many who would listen to these words.
多半都是神说话，你就随他说好了。
And most of the time is God would speak, and people would just let him speak.
我们管我们所要的就行了。
And we only care about what we want.
那所以结果呢，就造成造就让犹大的那个整个属灵的光景是一直走下坡，一直走下坡，轻轻有一点的兴起，给第二个接上来的那一个世代的人又带下去。
So as a result, the spiritual condition of Judah kept going downhill, and even with a little bit of revival at the time, they would continue to go downhill.
那当时神用当时那个光景对犹大的百姓说了话以后
，And when God uses the situation at that time to speak to the people，
他就转过来对祭司说话了
，And he turns around to speak to the priests。
那弟兄姊妹们，这个就是我们特别要注意的地方了。
And brothers, we need to take special note about this。
那当然，我们看从亚哈斯的那个时候开始，一直。到以后犹大的那个历史
，And if we look at the history starting from Ahaz and to the later point of Judah，
祭司们不是说全然失去了他们该占的地位的那一个事实
，And the priests not as a whole， but they have lost the ground of where they should stand。
但是我们可以找出这一段时间祭司们。对守住他们该守的地位的这一件事情是越来越放松了。
But we can see the priests are getting more and more lenient in terms of holding fast of the position.
那当然亚哈斯是一个比较特殊的例子。
And of course Ahaz is a special example.
越过了那个约珥书的那个时候所跑出来的那个马拿斯是另外又一个。
And Manasseh is another one which go beyond the time of Joel.
那在这两个王的那个时期的里边，你看到一件事情。
And within the periods of these two kings, you can see this.
亚哈斯的那个日子，圣殿都给关闭起来了。
In the time of Ahaz, the doors of the temple have been closed.
成了堆垃圾的地方。
And this is a place for garbage.
马拿西的时候呢
？And for the time of Manasseh.
外邦的那个假神。涌进来也是把那个圣殿来完全好像遮蔽掉了。
And the Gentile gods seems that they have covered up the temple.
啊，这两个王是爬到一个顶峰上了，其实。
And these two kings have arrived to the climax.
那其余的啊，像西西家啦、约西亚啦，他们有一点复兴，但是那个复兴好像都没有很稳固的基础的。
And the other kings, such as Hezekiah and Josiah, it seems that they have some kind of revival, but it's not a great revival.
那所以我们看见西西家的后半期，他好像在神面前不大抬得起头来了。
So the later half of Hezekiah, he could not lift up his head before God.
那约西亚的那个日子呢？那个是我们常常都提到的了。他在神的面前。 所做的好像也是只是上层的一些动作。
And the days of Josiah, it seems that what he has done is just some outward movements before God.
如果你看表面，好像犹大在那个时候又来了一次很有意思的复兴。
If you only look at the service, it seems that Judah has a quite meaningful revival.
这个奇怪的事情就是，约西亚王一死，第二天就整个变了颜色。
But strangely, the next day after King Josiah died, everything changed.
我们又会问了，怎么那么脆弱的？
And we would ask, how come they are so weak?
那现在我们就看约珥书里边，对不起，而是约珥书里边神对祭司说话的那个原因了。
And now we'll look at in the book of Joel the reason of God speaking to the priests.
那我们看见神对约祭司们说话的时候，
and when we look at when God speaks to the priest,
有几句话的说得很清楚了。
And there are a few verses that are very clear.
诗人那里提到的那个具体的事情不多。
Even though the practical matters are not mentioned very much
here. 但是有一些话已经把那种光景说得很清楚。
But some of the words already explain the situation very clearly.
十三节那里开始说。
Beginning from verse 13.
说祭司啊，你们当腰束麻布痛苦，事后祭坛的啊，你们要哀号侍奉我神的啊，你们要来披上麻布过夜，因为束祭和奠祭从你们神的殿中断绝了。
Put on sackcloth, O priests, and mourn. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come spend the night in sackcloth, you who minister before my God, for the grain offerings and drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God.
这里好像只是说到祭司们他们的那个整个的服事没有办法继续了。
It seems that it's talking about the ministry of the priests, they cannot continue anymore.
但是实际上在当里指出。
But practically it's pointing out,
祭司们，为什么你们的侍奉完全停了？
Why is that the priest that your services or your ministry have stopped?
这里没有说什么原因。
It does not explain the reason here.
但是说出一个光景。
But it tells off a condition.
你看到那个光景，你就知道。
If you see the condition, then you understand.
祭司要在圣殿里头服侍。
The priest, in order to serve in the temple.
你必须要有一定的条件。
You have to have certain conditions.
什么条件呢？
What are these conditions?
百姓要来献祭啊。
That the people have to come and bring offerings.
百姓不来献祭的话。
If the people do not come to make offerings.
那祭司们干什么呢？
Then what are the priests to do?
你说百姓不来献祭，你就把圣殿的祭物来拿来献就可以了。
And you might say if the people don't come, then you can just bring out the sacrifices in the temple.
但是圣殿的有的祭牲在哪里？
But where are the sacrifices of animals in the temple?
圣殿里面所有的祭牲还不是百姓送来的吗？
The animals on the temples also brought forth by the people.
那现在你就注意到这个事情。
So now we'll see this.
神在这里说，你们为什么完全没有了服事呢？
And God asks, why do you not have your service anymore?
祭司可以在那里说，我们都没有祭牲了，送献什么祭呢？
The priest can say, we don't have those sacrificial animals. How can we offer sacrifices?
但是圣灵借着约珥在当时不是这样说。
But the Holy Spirit through Joel does not speak of it in this way.
圣灵当时用着约珥没有说到祭牲的问题。
The Holy Spirit using Joel does not mention about the matter of the animals.
因为在那个时候还说祭牲，
because
太奢侈了。
Because it's already a luxury to mention about the sacrificial animals.
是在那里弟兄姊妹，你注意，圣灵借着约珥向祭司们说到要有献祭的时候，献什么祭？
So when the Holy Spirit through Joel speak of the sacrifices, what kind of sacrifices are you talking about? It's the grain offerings and the drink offerings.
没有流血的祭了。
There's no sacrifices that
were blood. 为什么没流血的祭呢？
Why is that?
问题很简单的，那个答案很简单。
The answer is very simple.
去哪里找祭牲？
Where are we to find the animals?
寄生老早都饿死了。
All those animals are starved to death.
你说没有寄生那个素祭的东西可以献献吗？
So even without animals, you can still offer the grain offerings.
田野里面总有一点有一点作物可以收取过来，可以做一点献献嘛。
And in the field, you can at least find some grains or some vegetations that you can offer as grain offerings.
这不是说的啊。连田野都没有什么青绿的东西留下来。
So it means that even in the field, there's nothing green that is left.
就是说，落到什么？落到有一句话，好多年前在中国大陆上面就很容易领会了。
They have fallen into a circumstance that can use something that is spoken in mainland China many years ago.
一穷二白呀。
That they have nothing at all left.
那就是说什么都没有。
They have nothing left.
完全没有了。
Nothing left.
人都吃不下，人要活下去都没条件了，还能想到圣殿里面去献祭吗？
There's no conditions for man to live, so not to even mention about offering.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到这里的话呢，说是好像很平淡的在那里描写。
And when we look at these words, it seems that they are just casually describing the situation at that time.
在上面就来说说，一切树木都枯干了，众人的喜乐都消灭了。
And before this, it tells of all trees are dried up and the joy of man is withered away.
转到圣殿这边来的时候，你就看到了，所有献祭的事情都停止了。你要找的，血祭献不来，那个。没有流血的记得，也没有资料在哪里献。
And then when it turns to the temple, it tells of no offerings can continue, so not even the blood offering or any green offerings.
那现在神就开始说话了。
So now God begins to speak.
说什么话呢？
And what does he say?
祭司们，你们看到这种光景的时候，你们该怎么做？
Priests, when you see this situation, what should you do?
你们不要说百姓不来献祭，我们没祭可献。
Don't say that because the people are not coming to offer that we don't have any offerings to give.
你们要看见为什么百姓没有祭可以献。
You need to see the reason why the people do not have offering to offer.
神没有在这里说出理由。
And God does not give a reason here.
但是神就指着祭司们说，你们要披麻蒙灰的悔改。
But God points to the priests and tell them to put on sackcloth and repent.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
那不是很清楚？
Isn't it very clear?
你们祭司失去了你们所占的地位。
That you priests have lost your ground.
你们没有活好在你们所该活的那个位置。
That you're not living appropriately at the place where you should live.
你们没有带出神的荣耀和权柄。
And you have not brought forth God's glory and authority.
当人又把那些外邦的偶像带进来的时候，你们不说话。
When the people brings in the Gentile gods and idols, you did not say anything.
当亚哈斯在那里停止圣殿的时候，你们没有在那里站立。
And when Ahaz stopped the activities of the temple, you did not say a word.
神也许会指着乌西亚来说话。
God might point to Uzziah and speak.
像乌西亚，他虽然愚昧，到后来长了大麻风。
And even Uzziah, even though he was foolish and he has gotten leprosy.
但是当他愚昧的时候
，But when he was in his foolish,
祭司们敢站起来说：“王啊，你这不是你该做的事情。
”The priest was there to stand up and tell the king that.King, this is not what you ought to do.
你该做的，你去做你所该做的。
You should do what you are supposed to do.
圣殿里头的事情不是你去碰的。
The matters of the temple is not something that you should do.
神是给祭司们去碰的。
And this is what God gives the priest to do.
所以你不能来啊，过了这条红线。
So that you cannot cross the line.
那他们跟他说话的是谁呀？
So who are they speaking to?
是王呀。
It's a king.
王又怎么样呢？
But what about a king?
虽然你是王，但是神没有叫你 摸这些事情，我们就不能给你摸这些事情。
So even though you're a king, but because God does not let you touch these things, and we would not let you touch these things.
我们留意到当时乌西亚做王的时候，祭司们所占的地位是这样。
And we can see this is how the priests stand when King Uzziah was reigning.
所以神的祭殿在神的百姓中间还是明显的。
So the priests, the position of them was still very clear before God.
那弟兄姊妹再推再早一点。
And then when we go back even further,
你看到那个亚塔利亚算了犹大的王位的时候，亚塔利亚，那个亚哈的女儿。
And the daughter of Ahab, when she took over the throne,
那她也不敢碰触圣殿啊。
And she would not dare to touch the temple.
然后说她要到圣殿，那祭司们就在当里顶着，不让她进殿呢。
And when she wanted to go into the temple, the priests were there to keep her out.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到一段的时间，祭司们他们是非常严肃的守住他们的地位。
So, Francis, you can see for a period of time, the priests were very solemnly defending the position.
没有允许主以外的任何的人事物在那里越过主的界限。
And they would not allow anything outside of God to touch, to go across the line.
但是我们看到犹大的后期。
But when we look at the later half of Judah,
祭司好像完全的形同虚设。
It seems like the priesthood is something that's empty.
他们起不到作用。
And they are not achieving the function.
甚至我们看耶利米的那个时候。
And even in the time of Jeremiah.
那是连祭司都要说要把耶利米来弄掉。
Even the priests say that they need to do away with Jeremiah.
连祭司都要在那里说，耶利米，你不要再说神是神用你用着你来说话。
And even the priests would speak to Jeremiah and tell him to stop speaking.
那弟兄姊妹，你就看到这个就是那个时候犹大后半期的那个属灵的光景。
And this is the spiritual condition of Judah at its later time.
从约珥在这里所说的话来看，
And from the words spoken by Joel,
神好像非常严厉的来向犹大指出犹大的坠落和祭司不守本位有直接的关系。
It seems that God is there to point out the fall of Judah has a direct relationship of the priest not keeping the position.
那所以神就说了那么重的话。
So that's why God speak of these weighty words.
那所以说到末了的时候，神说你们就是要悔改。
So at the end, God says that you need to repent.
啊，你们要痛苦，要哀哭，你要在神的面前完全的调转你们的脚步。
You need to mourn and wail and to completely turn around before God.
那当神说过了这些一般的那个属灵的堕落到的那种光景的时候。
So after God speaks of this general downfall in the spiritual condition.
如果我们从时间的观念来看的时候，在这里我们有点困扰了。
And if we look at it in time, that we might be puzzled.
我们就会问。
And then we'll ask.
当犹大的下半就幕后的那一段的时间出来的时候，那个时候是耶和华的日子来了吗？
At the end of Judah, is it the time of the day of the Lord? Has it arrived?
因为从十五节那里开始，你看到啪的一下就跑出一个耶和华的日子来了。
Because in verse 15, all of a sudden, you can see the day of the Lord is mentioned here.
那我们就很容易就会问了。
And then very easily we'll ask it.
那上边所说到的这些情况，是不是就是耶和华的日子已经来到了？
And all the conditions mentioned before this, is it that the day of the Lord has arrived?
我们很容易会给这样的一种心思来搞扰。
And very easily we can be puzzled by this.
所以上一次我特别跟弟兄姊妹提到，约珥书的从时间上面来说的话，它包括的那个时间 很长。
So last time I've mentioned the book of Joel in terms of time period, it lasts for a long time.
从那个西西家的那段时间开始，一直包括到国度开始。
And it starts from the time of Hezekiah to the beginning of the kingdom.
好长好长的时间。
It's a very, very, very long time period.
但这段好长的时间里边发生了好多的不同的事情。
And within this long time period, many things have happened.
我们的心思很容易就把它们都堆在一起。
And in
所有这些事情都是在这段时候发生。
And in our mind, we easily lump all these things together and say that these all happen in one set of time.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们特别留意到，开始他说到啊，茧虫吃了的，就那个王虫就来吃，王虫吃了剩下的男子就来吃，男子剩下的马扎又来吃。
The brothers and sisters, we want to pay special attention to the beginning when it says the locust swarm has left, the great locusts have eaten what the great locusts have left, the young locusts have eaten and what the young locusts have left, the other locusts have eaten.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们灵里边还是苏醒一点的，
And if we are still awake in our spirit,
你就看到从这个描述的里边就说到这一段时间是很长的时间，一段的过去。
Then we'll know that this time period is very long. It's one period of time after another for a long time.
那是这个是我们读约珥书的时候，我们特别要留意的，就是不要给那个时间性来限制我们对。里边的话语的那一个领会。
And this is something we need to pay attention to in the book of Joel. Do not be limited by the time.
那好了，现在到了十五节的时候。
And now when we come to verse 15.
立刻你就看到在时间上一下就把那个事情带到很末了的日子。
And in verse 15, immediately in terms of time, it brings us to the end.
那我们上一次特别提到，那是虫，那几种虫。从预表上面来说，就是说到那四个王朝不住的在那里，遣他犹大了。
And last time we made special mention about the four different kinds of locusts. They represent four different kingdoms.
巴比伦啦
，Babylon，
波斯啦
，Persia，
这个希腊的犹就是马其顿啦。
And Greek also as Macedonian.
然后加上罗马。
And also Rome.
那如果我们按照这四个不同的那边的政治势力来对犹大帝的那个辖制的话，你也应看到好长好长的一个时间。
So if you look at it as four political powers suppressing Judah, and you see this has gone through a long period of time.
但是约珥书里头的信息是比这四个王朝辖制犹大的那个时间还要长。
But the message in the book of Joel is longer than the time period where these four empires suppress Judah.
所以当十五节提到耶和华的日子临近的时候，
So when it mentions in verse 15, the day of the Lord is near.
我们那个注意力不要给那四种虫所发生的事情来牵记住。
That our attention should not be limited by the four locusts.Mentioned earlier in chapter 1.
而我们要回到耶和华的日子这本身最重要的那个事情上面去注意。
And we have to pay attention to the most important thing that is mentioned about the day of the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，我们必须要肯定一件事情。
And brothers and sisters, we have to be sure one thing.
耶和华的日子
The day of the Lord.
具体的来说是指着什么时间来说的。
And what time period is it concretely pointing at?
我想弟兄姊妹们，你不能不留意到那个耶利米书上头所提到关乎这一个的事情。
And brothers and sisters, I think we have to pay attention to what's mentioned in the book of Jeremiah regarding this.
请弟兄姊妹你翻到耶利米书，我们应该还有一点点印象吧。
And brothers and sisters, please turn to the book of Jeremiah. We should still have some impression about, upon this.
那是耶利米书的第三十章的第六节。
Is
第五节第六节。
The book of Jeremiah chapter 35 and 6.
那里我们看看那里怎么说。
Let's look at what is mentioned there.
耶和华如此说，我们听见声音，是颤抖惧怕而不平安的声音。你们且反问看看，男人有惨难吗？我怎么看见人人用手掐腰，像惨难的妇人脸面都变青了呢？那哀哉，那日为大，那无日可比。这是，注意了，雅各遭难的时候。
And we just read from verse 5 to verse 7. Take note of verse 7. It says, it will be a time of trouble for Jacob.
圣经这里特别指出，等到有一天，整个犹大地都落在一个非常非常可怜的光景。
So the scripture mentions, at one time Judah would fall into a very pitiful condition.
每一个人都面对着死亡。
Everyone is facing death.
每一个人都面对着那痛苦。
Everyone is facing sorrows.
他这里的描写是很有意思。
And the description here is very interesting.
他在那里问，你见过有男人好像在那里要生孩子那个样子没有？
Here it asks, can a man bear children?
从来就没有这样的事情。
It has never happened before.
但是为什么每一个人都现在都是这个样子的呢？
But how come now everybody behaves in such a way?
因为面对着的那一个局势啊，或者说那个面对着那个环境啊，他们承担不了。
Because it is the situation they're facing, they could not bear.
那这个环境说的是什么时候呢？
So what time period is it mentioning?
那就说到叫做雅各遭难的日子。
This is the time of trouble for Jacob.
而雅各遭难的日子是指着哪一个时候呢？
So what time period is it pointing at?
是指着巴比伦被掳吗？
Is it that they are taken captive to Babylon?
那个时候犹大也不见得面对着这种光景。
But even at that time, Judah is not facing such a situation.
以后那几个王朝来统治犹大的时候。
And then the several empires, when they rule over Judah.
他们也没有碰到这样的光景。
And they did not face such a situation either.
那究竟哪一个时候是称为雅各遭难的日子呢？
So what time period is called the time of trouble for Jacob?
那弟兄姊妹，你没有办法不留意到启示录里头所说到在大灾难的日子了。
Then, brothers and sisters, you cannot help but to pay attention to the great tribulation in the book of Revelation.
旧金山的弟兄姊妹们这一段日子在读那个启示录。
And in the San Francisco, brothers and sisters are studying the book of Revelation.
他们印象会比较深一点。
Then they probably have a deeper impression.
因为那个最低限度字句上面是很新鲜嘛。
But at the very least, the words are still very fresh.
当时读到十二章。前前后后的时候
and when you read chapter 12,
就是那个大灾难要出来，大灾难显出来的时候
and this is a time when the great tribulation will appear.
从具体的描写来说，就说到敌基督在地上掌王做王的时候
and it is the Antichrist who is reigning on earth.
他用那个666的那个记号来杀罪人的时候
and he is surprising man with the sign of 666.
以色列人就是碰到这样的非常非常严肃的难处了。
And the Israelites will face this severe difficulty.
那里很出名的一句话就是说，如果你没有那个撒旦的那个印记的话，你也不能买，你也不能卖。
And then a very famous saying is that if you don't have the seal of Satan, you cannot buy or sell.
不能买，你没东西吃。
If you cannot buy, you don't have any food.
不能卖，你有东西可以去转换别样，但是没人理睬你。
But if you can't sell, even if you have things to exchange for something else, no one else would pay attention to you.
那就说到你是完全落在一个毫无指望的光景里。
So it tells of a situation of despair.
当然那个时候仅仅是那个雅各遭难的开始。
But that is only the beginning of the trouble for Jacob.
真正说到雅各遭难的那个高点。
But the climax of the trouble for Jacob.
还是要再往后去，去到那个第六个碗倒下来的时候。
And you have to go forward more until the sixth king falls.
那就是我们平常所说的哈米基多顿的那个战役。而引回来到耶路撒冷给围攻
which is the battle of Armageddon and the besiegement of Jerusalem
那这个时候你就要 转到那个撒加利亚书上头十四章那里你 才看到那个光景
and then you go back to the book of Zechariah chapter 14
他全世界的那些势力都集中起来去对付以色列。
And all the powers of the world would come together to deal with Israel.
以色列在哈米基多顿那里就展开一个大的战役。
That Israel in the war of a battle of Armageddon has opened up a great battle.
这个战役下来的结果就是以色列人承受不住那个压力。
And the end of the battle is that the Israelites could not bear the oppression.
他们就从加利利那北边的那一带的那个战场就退回到耶路撒冷。
And from the north of Galilee, the battlefield, they would retreat to Jerusalem.
联军就把耶路撒冷都围绕起来。
And all the armies surround Jerusalem.
不但是围绕起来。
And only did they surround Jerusalem.
并且还攻击耶路撒冷，把三分之一的地方都占领了。
But they attack Jerusalem and take over one third of the land.
哦，那一个时候，整个的以色列就碰到这样的一种光景了。
And at that time, the whole Israel will come across this situation.
你看前边没有活路。
And if you look forward, there's no way out.
你看后边没有退路。
And if you turn back, there's no way out either.
这一个时候，他们真的是落到一个非常非常可怜的那种光景。
And at this time, they're truly under a very sad condition.
所以你看到好像每一个人好像面对着那个死亡。那个痛苦的那种压榨压迫的底下。
It seems that everyone is under the oppression of death.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这一个是耶和华的日子。
This is the day of the Lord.
这个耶和华的日子来到。
When the day of the Lord arrives,
我们回到约珥书。
And we'll come back to the book of Joel.
在那里头是说到那个日子的那个可怖的情形。
And you can see the horror of the day of the Lord.
上一两个礼拜的海地的地震也震得人的心惶惶。
And a few weeks ago, the earthquake in Haiti has scared a lot of people.
前两天智利那边的地震又叫人的心里恐慌。
And then a couple of days ago, the earthquake in Chile also scared people.
尤其是我们住在湾区的人。
Especially those who live in the Bay Area.
当局就已经提了，一个大的地震就是在前面要临了。
That we are all reminded a big earthquake will come.
但是你也不知道是什么时候来。
But you don't know when it will come.
你要逃避也不知道你逃到哪处。
If you want to run, you don't know where to run to.
你要逃避我们对出树线里对出去的那个裂缝呢还是Haywood那边那个裂缝你也都不知道
and you don't know which fault in Haywood or other places that you should avoid
但弟兄姊妹们那些事情跟耶和华的日子来比较那是小事
but brothers and sisters these things compared to the day of the Lord these matters are too small
因为你看过约珥书里边说那件事情
Because if you look at what's described in the book of Joel,
耶和华的日子临近了。
For the day of the Lord is near.
那耶和华的临近就怎么样呢
？So what would happen if it's near?
你注意那几句话。
Take note of these words.
好像耶和华，好像毁灭从全能者来到。
It will come like destruction from the Almighty.
弟兄姊妹，你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, take note.
现在有个毁灭要出来了。
There's a destruction to come.
这个毁灭是从全能者那里来的。
And this destruction is coming from the Almighty.
那也就是说到那一个范围是很广的。
Which is to say the boundary is very big.
我们很难想象那个时候的情形。
It's hard to imagine the situation at this time.
但是我们感谢主，对我们来说，我们实在要感谢主。
But we thank the Lord, which we need to thank the Lord.
因为提到那一件事的时候。
Because when it mentions about this,
不管你是在前在后在中被提，教会都不在地上。
But no matter it is before or during or after the tribulation, the church is not on the earth anymore.
所以怎么厉害我们都可以不必叹息。
So no matter how severe it is, we need not to sigh.
但是你要领会那一个具体的光景。
But you have to understand the concrete situation.
你就晓得，如果留在那种情形的底下的人，那是怎么的一回承担不了的事。
Then you understand how bad a situation it is for those who are still in this condition.
我们回过头来看耶利米书那里说了，为什么男人每一个都好像在那里要生孩子那样。
And when we go back to Jeremiah, what it says there, how come the men are like those who are in labor, suffering?
并且那个范围就是那么广。
And then the boundary is so broad.
约珥书就给我们看到，因为那是全能者的毁灭要来到。
And the book of Joel lets us see it is because it is like the destruction from the Almighty.
我们留意到这样的一件事的时候，
So after we see this,
我们就知道当时神的百姓所面对的是一个何等不容易的光景。
Then we understand the situation encountered by God's people is not easy.
如果你再看那个字句上面那些搞扰所记下来的。
And if we continue to look at the words,
你就看到了真的是什么都没有了。
Then you see it's truly nothing left.
我们念一下你就知道那个情形了。
We'll read it and you understand the situation.
16节开始弟兄姊妹你留意一下那个光景你就知道了。
Beginning from verse 16, Burns says take note of the conditions.
粮食不是在我们眼前断绝了吗？欢喜快乐不是从我们的神的殿中止失了吗？谷种在土地上的朽烂，荒野荒凉。林也破坏，因为五谷枯干了，牲畜哀鸣，牛群混乱，因为无草，羊群也受了困苦。耶和华，我向你求告，因为火焰灭旷野的草场，火焰烧尽田野的树木，田野的走兽向你发喘，因为溪水干枯，火也烧灭旷野的草场。
And we just read from verse 16 to 20.
然后弟兄姊妹看到哪里还有指望呢？
Brothers, you can see, is there any hope left?
没有一个地方是给叫人看见有生机的。
There's no place where a man can see hope.
所以难怪约珥离好远看到这种光景的时候，他在神面前叹。发出一个叹息。
No wonder when Joel sees it from afar, he has his sigh before God.
也可以说他是向神发出一个哀求。
Or he cried out to God.
神啊。
He said that God.
在这种光景里头怎么办呢？
What can we do under this circumstance?
我们还能得救吗？
Can we still be delivered?
我们还有指望吗？
Can we still have hope?
按人来看什么都没有了。
According to man, there's nothing left.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
这好像是把当年以后要来的那些那个灾难在人的感觉的里面带到高潮。
It seems that it is to bring forth the tribulation that is to come to bring it forth to a climax.
无论你怎么看你没有办法看到。还有什么指望？
No matter how you look at it, you can't find any hope.
但是真有意思。
But it's truly meaningful.
当你转到第二章的时候，
When you go to chapter 2,
没有看到转机，但是你 感觉还是有点转机。
Even if you don't see any turning point, but you can feel there is a turning point.
我们不往下看。
And, but we won't go any further. 但是我点
给弟兄姊妹你看。
But I'd like to touch upon this and point it out for brothers and sisters.
神一直把人落到神的咒诅里头的时候的那个结局，神给人看见。
So God lets men see when they under the curse of God.
但是神仍然向人来显明一个事实。
But God continues to manifest this fact toward men.
不是到了尽头。
This is not the end.
还是有路可走。
There's still a way out.
你怎么去体会？
And how can we understand this?
弟兄姊妹，你注意第二章是怎么来开始。
Brothers, take note of how chapter 2 begins.
我读到这里的时候，我自己都好笑起来。
And when I read to here, I would begin to laugh.
我说这简直是开玩笑。
And I feel like this is a joke.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神不是开玩笑。
God is not joking.
神是在这里带进转机。
God is bringing forth a turning point.
你留意第二章怎么开始。
Take note of how chapter 2 begins.
那先是第一章末了，你看到先知因着神给他所看见的，他所带出的在神面前的哀求。
At the end of chapter 1, we see how the prophet is crying out to God because of what God lets him see.
就引出第二章的一些转变。
And then it brings forth some changes in chapter 2.
这个转变很有意思。
And these changes are very meaningful.
留意第一节。
Take note of verse 1.
你们要在锡安吹角，在我圣山吹起大号。
Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm on my holy hill.
整句读完吧。国中的居民都要发战，因为耶和华的日子将到，已经临近。
Let all who live in the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming, it is close at hand.
底下就说到那个时候的光景了。
And then,
我们下礼拜再看看它。
And then after this is describing the situation there, and then we will go into it. 有什
么你留意开头讲的话。
Verses, take note of the words in the beginning.
你们要在锡安吹角。
Blow the trumpet in Zion.
在我圣山吹出大声。
Sound the alarm on my holy hill.
弟兄是什么意思？
What does that mean, brothers and sisters?
如果我们读民数记还有点印象呢，你知道这里的意思。
If we still have some impression on the book of Numbers, then we will know.
吹，你们要在锡安吹角。
And blow the trumpet in Zion.
吹角做什么？
Why are you blowing the trumpet?
集中起来。
Is to gather together.
集中起来干什么？
And what is the purpose of gathering up?
你听听号声怎么吹？
And if you listen to how the trumpet is blown.
他在圣山那里吹出大声。
And to sound the alarm on the holy
hill. 大声什么意思？
What does that mean by sounding the alarm?
准备战争。
Is to prepare for battles.
弟兄姊妹，我刚才说我就笑起来了，是什么笑起来？
And I mentioned earlier I was going to laugh. Why would I laugh?
还有多少人听到这些脚声？
And how many people are there to hear the trumpet?
能听到这些脚声的人还有胆量去答应这个吹号的呼召。
And for those who can hear the trumpet, do they dare to answer the call?
那简直是开玩笑。
And it's really a joke.
在那个时候，如果我们回到撒加利亚书来看。
And if we go back to the book of Zechariah.
城已经陷了三分之一。
The city is taken over by one third.
人也被掳去了三分之一。
And one third of the people are taken
captive. 剩下的人都准备要找逃路，但是没路好逃嘛。
All those who are left are trying to escape, but there's no way out.
整个耶路撒冷城都给围起来了嘛。
And the whole Jerusalem is besieged.
哪里还有后退的路？
And how do they still have a way out?
前面没路，后面没路。到处都没路。
There's no way ahead of them or behind them. It's nowhere to be found.
你还吹什么角？
But why would you still blow the trumpet?
你还在那里用人的话来讲，是还在那里想耀武扬威。
And how could you still be proud?
根本都没有这个条件。
There's no condition.
但是神在这里说吹。
But God says here,
blow. 在锡安吹。
Blow in Zion.
在圣殿吹。
In the holy temple.
那你吹，你听到吹号就怎样？你就要来了。如果能按着听号的人。
When you hear the trumpet, then you should come.
那人在哪里？
But where are the people?
来干什么？
And what are they doing here?
好像都失去了斗志，失去了那个方向。
It seems that they have lost direction and the will to fight.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
这一个号是神吹起来的。
It is God who blows the trumpet.
吹的地点就是在神的殿那里。
And the place is the temple of God.
在圣山那里。
In the holy hill.
在人是绝望。
For man is despair.
但在神那里还是有指望。
But for God there is still hope.
我不敢说。
And I dare not to say.
以色列人全家得救那个起点是不是在这里？
Whether the beginning of the whole household of Israel be saved, does it start here?
但是我有个感觉，很可能是这里。
But I feel that it's very possible it's in here.
在那样完全绝望的光景底下，剩下的以色列人就是那些渔民啊，他们怎么会想起我们什么都不能了，我们只有一路可以走，就仰望我们祖宗的神吧。
And in this, among this despair, the remnants of Israel, how could they dare to think about, they can't depend on anything else but the God of their forefathers?
他们怎么能会想起他们祖宗的神呢？
Why, how would they think of the God
of their forefathers? 如果他们会想起祖宗的神，就不会乐到那个地步。
If they had thought about the God of the forefathers, they would not have fallen into such a condition.
但是什么叫他们想起祖宗的神呢？
But what caused them, or what causes them to think of
the God of their ancestors? 所以我感觉上很可能这个角是神的使者在那里吹。
So I feel that it's very, very possible this trumpet is blown by God's angels.
这个一吹就把他们的心苏醒过来。
So once the trumpet is blown, their hearts are awakened.
心就转回过来寻求他们的祖宗的神。
And they turned around to seek after the God of their forefathers.
当然这是吹角节的那个应验。
And this is the fulfillment of the festival of the trumpet.
但是也是神的信实在那里显出。
But it's also the manifestation of God's faithfulness.
就在这样的一个时候。
And in such a time like this.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主带着荣耀的教会。
Our Lord brings a glorious church.
就从空中降临。到橄榄山来。
To descend from the heaven to Mount Olive.
这就带出他们的转机。
And it brings forth the turning point.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
第二章是带进转机。
The chapter 2 brings off the turning point.
转机是转机的那么奇妙的。
But this turning point is indeed very miraculous. And very interesting.
那么的出人意外。
And it's beyond man's expectation.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
我们可以说许许多多的话来说到他那种那种光景。
We can use many words to describe the condition.
但是不管你怎么说。
But no matter how you put it.
你没有办法磨掉神的信实。
And you cannot do away with God's faithfulness.
神在这一个地方显明吹角节的作用。
In this place, God manifests the function of the festival
of the trumpet. 我们感谢赞美我们的神。
We thank and praise our God.
约珥书，你读下来的时候，好零碎的，在字句上面。
When you read the book of Joel, it feels like the words are very in bits and pieces.
但是主的灵帮助我们能找到他那个信息的出路。
But the Spirit of the Lord will help us to find the message.
我们好像看见神那个永远的旨意的执行，在那么短书的那个文字的里边，一个一个一个的显出来。
And we can see among these very few words and the execution of God's glorious will.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我想我们今天晚上就把这个情况交通出来。
And we have shared about this condition tonight.
我们在约珥书里边特别要注意的是从第二章当中开始一直到末了。
And we need to pay attention to the book of Joel starting from the middle of chapter 2.
那个是高潮。
And that's the climax.
神把他的百姓从极其衰落带到一个完全的恢复。
That God has brought his people from a very low point to a revival.
那个完全的恢复一面是因着神的信实。
And the complete recovery on one hand is because of God's faithfulness.
另一面是因着神的百姓的悔改。
On the other hand, is because of the repentance of God's people.
这两点 不单是在整个属灵的历史里头是一点都没有更改。
And this point has not changed, not only in entire spiritual history.
从前是这样。
It was like this before.
将来是这样。
In the future, it's the same.
现在更是这样。
Today is also the same.
求主让我们能领会这一些。
We ask that God will help us to understand this.
就从神做工的个历史的终极的里边，也看到我们怎么来守住我们该守的那个见证的地位。
And from God's hand, His work, that we will see how we should keep our position.
我想我们今天晚上交通就停在这里。
And we'll end our sharing tonight.
我们一同有点祷告。
And let's have a prayer.